This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Yeah. Sometimes I like to mix it up, you know?
Oh, like tonally in terms of whether we're looking at everything? Oh, yes. Every time I say the lines, they're fresh to me, Rachel.
Right. I like to put the emphasis on a different word.
Like, I'm an actor, so when I'm reading lines, they're alive, you know? I'm living in the moment.
I miss talking to people, really.
Yeah, me too. This doesn't count. You're not a person.
But I mean, like, you know, just in general. Wow.
So today's topic is pantyhose.
It's true.
I wish I could say I was wearing some right now. I planned on it.
I wish I could say that I liked pantyhose, but I actually can't think of anything that I hate more in the world.
I've always hated tights and pantyhose. I always buy, like, way too big. Because my biggest complaint is like, you're cutting off my waist and, like, makes me feel crazy and like pokes in weird. Like there's like the
gassy,
shaper kind that are, yes, makes you gassy. Which didn't we talk about tights at one point?
I'm farting nonstop when I get tights on. Like I feel like a little bit too much of sausage meat in the casing. You know, like things are exploding above the waistband. I get a weird shape. All of a sudden I have a fupa that I never had before. Mm-hmm. It's just like there's
it, like,
no.
It makes a fupa sometimes. Like,
it does.
Your belly down in a weird way.
Yeah. They remind me of like being a child and having going have to go to church on Sundays because you couldn't go to church if you didn't wear pantyhose.
They remind me of church too.
Yeah.
It wasn't even pantyhose. It was tights. It was like lacy tights
that
like
are
always rode like down my crotch. But same problem that you'd be like, my crotch feels terrible.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, yeah, the crotch tight, of the pantyhose is like somewhere in between your knees and your actual crotch. Like, it's never at the right spot.
Yes, you know? It's always like around like, your thighs. Yeah. When you're a child, like, I would just constantly be pulling them up.
Right.
And constantly mad. Yeah.
And then, like, things get, you know, like your skirt gets stuck in them and you get made fun of. Or, you know, like
that
you sweat.
Happen?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have even more traumatized experience, which like is absolutely too much information. But here, we're going to talk about it because
is there such a thing on this podcast? I can't wait to find out what TMI is.
Okay,
did we find it? Did we cross the threshold?
I think we're close with this one. So I was once doing a play and I had to wear pantyhose because God forbid a woman shows her bare legs on a stage. And also it was in a different time period, so like, you know,
yeah, like when we were kids and like doing musical theater, it was more like everyone had to wear it. Like I was in a choral group where we had to have like a specific tone.
Oh no, this was like off Broadway, like in the last like 5 years.
Oh,
like
shit.
6 years, yeah. And I was doing a play.
Oh, it was a period piece.
It was a period piece. Yes.
I see.
So I had to wear tights, and obviously I'm upset about it because of my previously mentioned disgust of pantyhose. But this particular theater didn't have a lot of money. My tights were just not getting washed. Like, they were getting, like, sprayed down with, like, vodka.
Yeah,
do you know this?
Spray. Of course.
Vodka spray? Yeah.
Of course, that's the trick between washes. But let me tell you, it doesn't actually clean anything.
And
it just prevents the, like, more aggressive spread of bacteria and mildew.
Right. But, like, bacteria is still spreading. So about halfway through the run of the show, I get like, and I've talked about this, but I love to talk about my pubes, but like I'm, you know, I've got some scary Halloween hairs down there sometimes, and I got a particularly bad ingrown hair. And this ingrown hair proceeded to grow at an alarming rate. It became a cyst. And yeah. I am convinced it was because these pantyhose were not getting washed, and I was really upset about it. And I told like the costume designer, but like I already had a problem with the costume designer in general because like she was just one of those people who doesn't wear deodorant, which like, you know, live your life. Like if that's how you want to be, that's fine. But like when we're doing like quick changes backstage and you have to reach your arms up to like put my hat on before I have to like run backstage, like I'm getting a whiff of BO all the time.
And logic would hold that if this person doesn't believe in deodorant,
she's
probably not terribly concerned with like washing your tights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyways, I had this cyst. It had to be like surgically drained. It was terrible.
Oh my God. I've gotten ingrowns like that. I've never had them like surgically drained, but I've had moments of like, holy shit. I mean, I've lasered my bikini line because I would get these incredibly painful. Like the hair wouldn't even ever come out. It would just curl in on itself.
Yes.
And just be mad. And I'd be like, just bitch, come out and fight me. And it'd be like, no, I'm going to keep growing in here.
You can't get me.
Yeah. You can't pop it. You can't do fucking anything.
Right.
Yeah. Horrifying.
So it was pretty bad. I had to take like an oral antibiotic and have an antibiotic cream. But what's interesting is that
I totally want to watch the surgery where they drain your cyst. We've talked about Dr. Pimple Popper. I was like, do you have video? That's what we're reviewing next week.
I mean, it was very close to my vagina. And thankfully, there is no scar because, you know, our bikini lines as women or as people or anyone, you know, our bikini lines are known to take a beating, especially if you're
participating in bikini line from a couple crazy ingrowns I've gotten.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's
But I'm still hot. I can still get it. I'm still attractive.
That's another reason that I hate pantyhose because of Cystgate 2015.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to blow your mind. Are you ready?
Okay, great. Yeah,
I changed my mind around pantyhose. Not changed my mind, but was like, this is kind of fun.
Oh.
Was this for a play? It was. Can't remember which one.
Okay.
I've closed the book on my acting career and therefore wiped every memory clean. But I had to wear pantyhose, and instead of the kind that came all the way up, I wore the kind that had like sticky and like stayed on your thigh.
Oh, yes. See, those I am a fan of.
Yes. It was slight, they were still slightly stressful. Like you're kind of always like, will it fall down?
Uh-huh.
But it worked a lot better than I ever would have thought.
Yeah.
And had more of the fun vintage vibe. Also garters are a thing.
I mean, let me tell you, I think thigh highs and like a garter belt, like suspender belt are very sexy.
Yes.
But what's interesting is like those aren't necessarily when you're looking for like pantyhose porn or people who have pantyhose fetish. Like that's not necessarily the thing
that pops up.
People are looking for.
Yeah. Because people want the crotch barrier.
Yeah. They want the crotch barrier.
Yeah. Or they want something to tear open, you know, like a Christmas present.
Uh-huh. Because they are thin. You can rip them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, I it makes sense to me. Like when we were researching this episode, I was like, oh yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, the appeal is like, it's another like barrier between you and like a vulva, which is fun. It's like the appeal of latex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, it makes the legs look like perfect.
Yeah. Perfect and shiny. And like, there's an interesting texture there. And a lot of the stuff I found is like no underwear specifically.
Oh yeah.
And just pantyhose. What?
Are you wearing underwear with your pantyhose usually?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of times I am. So I'll wear like a thong under a pair of pantyhose. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Were you wearing tights with no underwear to fucking
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. I am. Totally am. But yeah.
You tried to underwear shame me.
Right.
How dare you?
Yeah, but there is no, no one's wearing underwear in porn in general.
Yeah.
Let alone
under
pantyhose.
Yeah.
It's also, I feel like there's a there's something interesting along with foot fetishes too. I'm trying to think of
there's
word.
Definitely an overlap with foot fetishes.
There overlap.
Of like feet in pantyhose.
Right.
And it's interesting. I imagine there might be one or two folks with this fetish that really enjoyed your story about how stinky your tights got, because I think that's, or your pantyhose got, because
that's
appeal.
Another thing. Yes, yeah. They trap in like sweat and scent, so you can get a little funky down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's also like an element of like bondage because they're tight.
Yeah, yeah. There's a hint at that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it because I'm a big fan of Helmut Newton, that photographer.
Uh-huh.
Do you know him? Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 80s. And like all of his stuff is like beautiful models, like no undies and pantyhose.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that aesthetic
is hot.
It's great. Yeah. It fits for this.
Right.
Interesting.
But I myself am not going to be a pantyhose wearer ever.
You just don't like wearing them.
I'm a modern woman. Bare legs till I die.
There was also a distinct moment I felt when, like, I did a ton of musical theater and we had to like wear pantyhose just any show we were doing, you know.
Right.
It was like very puritanical to be like, and the women shall have shiny perfect
yes,
legs and
exactly,
no naked legs.
That's the thing, is like pantyhose were definitely invented by a man, you know.
Yeah.
They absolutely were.
Yeah, and they're like oppressive to wear. What's
right,
funny is I only feel sexy in pantyhose when they're the only thing I have on.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning like as soon as I have like tights or pantyhose, and this is my preference, of course many people would feel differently, but like I'll put them on and be like, this is kind of fun, and I'll feel that sort of like encasement and be like, ooh, look
right,
at my cute little body all tucked in.
Right.
And then I like put on a skirt and I'm like, now I just look like a weird prude where like I've got these tights on under a skirt. Like I could never make
right,
a skirt vibe with tights work. That was just
uh-huh,
never my look.
Right. Yeah. And like also
but,
like a
but
turtleneck.
But just by themselves.
So library I, chic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's also a correlation of like a hosiery fetish with role play, you know, like costumes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
if you like
or
pantyhose,
like historical
like
or like yeah, oh, you're a secretary, so obviously you're wearing pantyhose.
Exactly. Like you're a real estate agent. I don't know about that, but
there was also definitely a time when I was like temping and working in the corporate space where I felt like I could not
pantyhose,
wear pantyhose. Yeah, I had to wear pantyhose, and then it was like an ankle may be shown, like sort of unofficially, and I could like wear pants with just like bare heels, and it was like
you had to wear pantyhose under pants.
Yeah, like
that's
I feel like I
me,
at least worked a couple like government jobs where I had
yeah,
to wear.
That's absolutely insane.
Was encouraged by certain people I worked with who are older
yeah,
and of a different generation to like not have my ankle showing. I also couldn't wear like short sleeves or like sleeveless blouses
uh-huh,
or anything like that. Times are changing.
Should we talk about like the differences between pantyhose v tights v
maybe
stockings?
We should clarify that. We've kind
yeah,
of been using a shorthand with it.
Yeah. So pantyhose are like the thinnest.
Mm-hmm.
And they go fully above, encase the crotch and go above the waist. You
yes,
know?
Uh-huh.
Tights are thicker than pantyhose.
Also crotch encasing.
Yeah, also crotch encasing. Sausage, full-blown sausage. And they come in a range of fabrics, patterns, and styles. So this is like if you're like wearing like some cable knit, like wool tight.
Mm-hmm.
Those are tights. Those are pantyhose.
Yes.
Pantyhose are generally made of nylon. Did I already say that? I can't remember. So those are nylons. Yeah, so those are nylons. Stockings are usually
hanging above the mantle on Christmas Eve.
Are
with
you
presents inside
filled
for
with
me,
candy?
Yes, treats for the morning.
They're like
don't
thigh highs.
Up.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
thigh highs. And they usually need a garter belt or suspenders, or they're the new fangled kind that have the little sticky stuff on the inside and they just naturally stay up. Stay ups, I believe they're called.
Next time I celebrate Christmas with my family, I'm going to take down the like sturdy ass, like crocheted, embroidered stocking that my
uh-huh,
mother hangs for me. And I'm just going to hang up like one little nylon stocking and just
I would love that.
Ruin the surprise. You know,
yeah,
I'll see all those oranges bulging out of that foot in no time.
Yeah. What's interesting is that we didn't see pantyhose until like 1959.
Yeah, because they're sheer. And also, like when was nylon invented?
Nylon was in 1940.
Oh, look at that. You have that right there.
A chemical company, DuPont, started making nylon stockings. They were cheap, durable, and sheer compared to their cotton and silk counterparts.
Yeah.
And then when America entered World War II, DuPont ceased production of nylon stockings and used their factories to make parachutes, airplane cords, and rope.
I think I weirdly knew that.
This led to a shortage and the creation of a black market for stockings.
Whoa.
I know. And at the end of the world, at the end of the war, DuPont announced that they would return to making stockings, but they couldn't meet the demand. It has led to a series of disturbances in American stores known as the Nylon Riots.
What?
I know. I'm like, it's a riot when I have to fucking wear them. Like, I'm rioting against it. I can't imagine people being like, give
but
me
I guess
my nylons.
If they're partially rioting because the alternative is tights.
Right.
Or like wool or like sewing your own, you know?
Yeah.
I get it.
And before, so stockings have been around for like ever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, before they were used generally for like to wear for like warmth, like back in the day, you had like your breeches on because, you know, you needed to keep your legs warm underneath your seven layers.
Have you ever heard this interesting thing about soldiers wearing nylons underneath their uniforms to stay warm?
No.
I like learned that from a new museum exhibit years ago that was sort of a commentary on like masculinity and performance of gender, but it had like a military uniform, but with like nylons like on the outside, like sort of draped over it. Like just pointing out sort of the ludicrous way that we draw gender lines.
Yeah.
I forgot that little factoid until now. That wasn't even part of my research. That's just something I knew and I hope is true.
Okay. Well,
otherwise, I'm a liar.
I have one more bit of information, which I found was really interesting. Just basically that, so in 1959, that was when we started to get pantyhose, right? Where it was like fully crotch encased. And it was because of the invention of the miniskirt.
Ah.
Right? Hemlines were
had to
rising
go all the
up.
Way up. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. That's all.
But we're still wearing those pantyhose because
God forbid.
Step at a time, girls.
Yeah. Don't get out
so
of yourselves.
So I just Googled various questions like historical pantyhose, why? Like, why pantyhose why? Hot? And
and we're just not using proper English or grammar
why?
At all?
I'm no, Googling. Okay. I just need keywords.
Okay,
and it was like, other people have asked, why do I love pantyhose so much? And I was like, this is interesting.
Uh-huh, sign me
and
up.
And I went to Quora.
Oh, boy.
And
love Quora.
Found a couple great commentary, like little pieces. My favorite is from a user who went by or goes by V Dandy. Remember, this is a response to the question, why do I love pantyhose so much? I'm just going to read you this whole excerpt.
Someone's just doing some soul searching.
D would be dressed up for me on my invites, and was she ever a gorgeous woman? I mean, she was always nice looking, but when we started spending time, just her and I, she would really impress. Especially with her shiny black pantyhose, high gloss, suntan, sheer to waist, or shiny control top, she looks incredible. Wow, her legs looked amazing in those glossy tights, and I just couldn't take my eyes off her, and she liked that a lot. She had the class to match the package, and it was going to be hard to not just let her have her way with me sooner or later, or vice versa. Probably vice versa. Well, I ended up making it to about our fourth Sunday afternoon at her place watching football. She really loves the game, which is not uncommon for a lady of her easy-to-please disposition. I could tell right away she was from a wonderful family, and I was picturing her dad as Mike Ditka and thinking I better take care of his daughter, LOL. Which was smart, as her brothers were much like Dee, which I can see that truly virtue is no accident. A woman like that is in a league of her own. That's worth waiting for in life, needless to say. Anyway, back to her sexy body. In her glossy pantyhose, she knew what a turn-on they are for her, and quickly she made sure they were a turn-on for me, if you get my drift. The feel of her silky smooth legs wrapped around me and being fully inside her was too much.
Oh, we're still
going. An amazing lady. Perfect in pantyhose. Thanks, Dee. for educating me on what silky, shiny pantyhose are really best used for. You're the best ever. Perfect in pantyhose. The question was, why do I love pantyhose so much? And I think the answer we got was a nice stab at erotica.
Like, interesting.
Written erotica.
Wow.
I really liked that Mike Ditka made a cameo appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Important detail.
Lots of mentions of glossy, you know, got that. Shininess.
Yeah. Very little information about the pantyhose, though.
Yeah,
like,
or
no,
like,
but
why?
I had sex with someone who wore pantyhose once.
Yeah, and it was good. And that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also something to be said about those nude, glossy pantyhose that Hooters girls wear. I feel like that's a very common thing.
Yeah. That's kind of what we see in one of the videos we're going to talk about, is that sheer glossy, shiny effect. Like, almost sparkly, but not quite.
Right. It just kind of, you know, it elongates the leg.
And no way are you seeing any gross veins. Women aren't allowed to have blood. Gross.
Or imperfections. How dare.
How dare.
Do you want to, I only have a couple stats, but do you want to hear them?
I'm here for them, yeah.
Okay. The most searched for undergarment is actually panties, but stockings comes in at a close second. Although not everyone with a foot fetish has a pantyhose fetish, some popular foot-related searches include nylon foot job and pantyhose foot job. It's a big thing.
Sounds that, right.
Yeah.
Should we fuck with that showdown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
Let's do it. Let's start gentle.
Okay.
Hot teen in pantyhose will get you erect. That's
she
as
will.
Much as that video proposes.
Or he will. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or your money back guaranteed.
Yeah. Just like, hey, we're going to get you erect, and then we're out of here.
That's it.
Yeah.
What, like it's hard?
Yeah, exactly. We're on a porn site. How can you even take credit?
Yeah.
European MILF Nicole peels off a white pair of pantyhose and rubs herself.
Oh.
Now I picked this one because there's a twist.
Uh-oh.
These are definitely not white pantyhose. They're
so
dark
we're lied
gray.
To. Oh, yeah.
Just picked a different color for some reason.
Sure. And he didn't look at the label on the...
Just to keep us... Yeah, because I definitely need to look at a label to see if something is white or gray.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because it's probably, like, let's be honest, it's probably called, like, silver, you know? It's probably called, like, midnight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's probably, like, moonlight shining.
Yeah.
Homeless lady in leotard pantyhose fetish. This
one
upset me.
It upset you.
Yeah, let's is the homeless lady okay? Like, did she consent to this? Are you paying her? Like, why is she homeless? Or is everybody okay?
Yeah,
she didn't look homeless at all from the thumbnails. She just,
I know.
She looked like she was fine. She's just wearing a leotard and hanging out, but.
Okay. And somehow
you
it's
know,
porn.
I don't know what her home situation is, if she's housed.
Right.
So. I guess we're trying to degrade her or something. Do they do that on porn sites? They try to, like, degrade women sometimes?
I think maybe.
Point out details that make us feel slightly more taboo or, like...
Jury's still out. We're still figuring it out.
Okay.
We've done this podcast for almost a year and a half. We're still, you know, haven't made a 100% conclusion.
Okay. Well, let us know.
Okay. Me? It's my responsibility?
Yes. If you could report back next week, that'd be great. Strong stream pee on wall, get orgasm in pantyhose, and buy high heels in pussy.
Whoa!
That one I genuinely don't even know, like, how to pitch it. Like, to structure the sentence. Strong stream pee on wall, get orgasm in pantyhose, and buy high heels in pussy.
You know, the verb tenses are really all over the place.
Yeah. The way these various things interact with each other is unclear. But we've got some high heels and pantyhose. The high heels are in the pussy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're peeing on a wall.
And
strong stream pee
on
wall.
Through the tights?
Good start. Unclear.
Yeah. Because that's another thing, too. It's like squirting through tights. Bodily fluids through pantyhose, you know? Yes,
that's a big old thing.
Big thing.
I imagine.
Especially cum. Especially cum. People love to be coming on.
Yeah. Some, like, lady wetness.
Uh-huh. Some squirtness, you know.
Uh-huh. Two pantyhose encasement lesbian girlfriends and the fetish book, part two.
Encasement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
returning
okay.
to the theme that we've already been discussing.
Yeah.
Two pantyhose encasement lesbian girlfriends and the fetish book, part two.
I love that they make it clear that they're lesbian girlfriends. They're not just girlfriends. You know, they're not just like two. They're not just two friends. They're not just two friends who are girls.
You got to be clear about these things because girls can just have girlfriends and you don't know what's going on, if they're having sex or not. Are
imagine?
They encased? Is the fetish book there? These are my questions, Rachel.
Could you imagine like as being like a queer person saying like, yeah, me and my lesbian girlfriend. Like having to clarify.
Yeah, that also just feels like it's otherizing to like bisexuals.
Yeah.
To be like, excuse me, my lesbian girlfriend.
Not my girlfriend.
She doesn't date men. Like, let's be very clear.
Right. She's never once.
She's not one of those shitty lesbians that also dates men. She's a real lesbian.
Yeah. Like,
hey,
come on.
I say.
How dare you?
No one's ever said that, though, so I guess we don't have to get that up in arms about it. I mean, someone has, but.
We're ready for a fight if
not
they are.
Here. Yeah. Grannies and pantyhose need to get off.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Pantyhose need to get off.
They do. And, like, someone let them. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody let them. That's another thing I think about when I think about pantyhose is grandmas.
Is grandmas.
Yeah, so I'm glad that that was brought up. Or not even just grandmas. Like, you don't have to have had, like, two generations of offspring. You could just be an older person. You know, I think it's something about like circulation that they need to wear those pantyhose.
What?
Older?
Are you saying now that elderly people have to wear pantyhose?
Well, you know,
just
like
for
there's
circulation.
There's those circulation like tights. Like I'm just thinking about like my grandma who like has like who has to wear like these stockings.
Oh, I don't know about
her.
This.
Yeah, she has to like wear them for like compression, for like circulation.
Oh, I'm new to this concept.
Oh yeah, she's out here wearing them.
Okay,
I go. Yeah.
Should I be wearing pantyhose to preemptively prevent circulation issues? Like
I mean,
eye cream?
Maybe. Yes. I mean, you've got like a 7-step skincare routine. Like maybe you should just add some compression.
I should just be wearing tights around my house all day.
Yeah.
Really tight ones.
I mean, apparently you feel sexy in them. So just saying.
Not when they're that tight, though. I noted earlier I wear them loosey-goosey.
You wear extra
large. So they don't
cut
off. They don't like pinch me.
Right, and have like a sausage encasement overflowing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to revisit this. I think I'm probably not going to do that, but I'm glad it's on the table.
Okay, all right, fair. I just was offering you some options.
I worry about
your cardiovascular system and your veins.
I know you do. It's good of you.
Yeah.
V410 seductively erotic dawn sky modeling 4-pair pantyhose.
Wow, a lot of words there.
Yeah.
A lot of words. Honestly, if I'm being honest with you, I can't remember most of them.
Yeah, the point is seductively erotic modeling, and then Dawn Sky, I believe, is our model.
Okay.
I think we've got 4 pairs of pantyhose.
V4, version 4, I'm assuming.
V410. Assuming
V410.
There are 410
okay.
episodes of
wow.
Dawn Sky
okay.
trying on. No, that's what
okay.
I'm guessing,
yeah.
but I bet it's not that.
Right.
But I don't know why it's V410.
Sometimes porn titles are just like word salad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, our last one, pantyhosed for you, .12.05.18.brook.logan.teenage.pan.
Wow, pan. What do we think the pan means? Pansexual, or is there
I
like
think
some
pan
cookware?
must mean a pansexual teenager.
Okay.
I guess it could be cookware. Anything's
I mean,
possible,
you know,
on the aggregates,
world,
but
yeah.
That was sort of my guess or assumption. Also, 12/5/18, so it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 2 years old. It's a cheap shot. I had to take it. Should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back. While we were on a break, both Laura and I burped really loud.
I'm glad you heard mine. I thought maybe you did, like, but I didn't know if I was out of range for the microphone.
No, so it was so loud that it still reached the microphone.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
On our Patreon, we should just do like a burp reel.
Would people pay for that? I don't know. DM us. Let us know.
Somebody would.
Yeah. Somebody would.
But probably not enough people.
We've been teasing this Patreon for literally 5 years. Like,
it's coming. And when it comes, you're going to be sorely disappointed at how anticlimactic the content's going to be. Because we're living in a pandemic.
But we have to do it because I need money.
And because we've been saying we were going to do it for a long time. I like that we've been saying we'd do the Patreon much longer than the podcast existed, according to your math.
Yes.
That's just the order of things.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, let's talk about a video.
It's okay, sure.
This company or platform that we can't endorse, or I guess I'm jumping to conclusions, but
hey now.
Strapless. See what they did there?
Yeah. Funny, right?
It's lesbians with strap-ons, only, spoiler alert, these definitely aren't lesbians.
None of these people are lesbians.
None of these people are queer.
And you watch this video and you'll know what we mean. It stars Casey Norman and the other person we don't know because they didn't bother to put
unidentified.
They didn't. It's an unidentified body. And I even did the hard research of going to strapless.com, finding this video. And
still uncredited?
Still uncredited.
Infuriating.
What's also interesting...
We should say the title of the video.
Oh, yeah.
Shiny pantyhose massage. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. yes. Massage, question mark. So what's also interesting about strapless.com is there's a lot of it in another language. I'm not sure if it's Japanese or Chinese. I think it might be Japanese.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Interesting, because that wasn't the... chicken at like Latvian or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't know if
Lithuanian maybe?
Yeah, I think that maybe that's like their primary clientele is from another country. I don't know. But yeah, That's all to say that wow, 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 this intro really fucking killed me. What I particularly hate anytime I see someone putting on a pointe shoe for ballet and they are obviously not a dancer and have never, ever worn a pointe shoe ever.
I'm so glad that's what you took issue with. Wait, did you dance on pointe?
I did, yes.
Oh my God, you were a fucking ballerina. Yes. I never got to pointe. I took like a couple years of ballet, but I never got to real pointe.
Yeah, I did. And actually, funny enough, when I was home during quarantine, my mom was like, you need to go through some of this shit from your previous lives. Mm-hmm. And I tried on my pointe shoes and almost broke my ankle.
Oh, God.
I was like, fuck, this is hard. I'm fat now. These ankles can't hold me up. These tiny little ankles.
Yeah, the other way you know in this video that they're not actually dancers is like the feet in the toe shoes were not utterly destroyed. Like there's not like bruised ass toes going into there. So you're
well,
like,
the arch was just terrible. And also like the fake cum shots, which we'll talk about more. But
I think that's a huge theme with this site. Did you find that when you poked around more?
Yes, it is a theme.
I just assume that from the intro and from how we get it here and the fact that it's strap is in the title that I'm like, I bet it's a lot of strap-ons.
Right.
Needlessly used for cum shots in lesbian scenes. So if the intersection of things you want is only women and only very like conventionally, traditionally attractive women.
And only an inanimate
fake
object.
Fake coming on each
orgasming.
Other.
Yes. Not exactly. Even the real life human being orgasming. Yes. Just the inanimate object.
Yes. Cut to the point, which is neither of these women come, but somehow this strap on, it's important that it jizzes. So it's more important that a dismembered, imaginary phallus jizzes on this woman than that either of them experience any pleasure from
just
what I gather.
Really hammering the point home that it's not for women or people who have vulvas.
Yes. So we open on these two women. They're topless. They're both wearing like matching shiny tights.
Right. The kind that you get when you wear at Hooters.
Yes. And they're just
also known as nude.
Uh-huh. And they're just squirming around.
They're I refer to it as smooshing on top of each other.
They're smooshing around on top of each other. They're sort of sliding their legs around, but basically like one's on top of the other.
Casey is on top, and Casey is basically doing most of the smooshing. Yes. Casey is kind of just like rubbing her legs. They're both laying like on their tummies, like tummy side down, like on top of each other. They're not facing each other, important to note.
Which is an extra fun, weird detail to start with.
Yeah.
To be like, how did we get here?
Yeah, how did we get here? I mean, I feel like the bottom is like maybe trying to be asleep.
Yeah, she's uncredited because she didn't do enough. It's the same way, like, you could be an extra or a featured extra, depending on, like, how you appear on camera and how prominent you are. And she's face down, not moving for the most part.
Majority
so they were like, listen.
We've got some interesting humping motions happening.
Yeah, a lot of butt rubbing.
Yes.
A lot of butt on butt from above.
Yeah, lots of pubis humping a butt. Not even like the part of your crotch that feels good. Like, it's your front crotch.
Yes, I was fascinated by one specific move where Casey, I suppose, is on top and she's straddling our unidentified, our Jane Doe on the bottom. And she's sliding back and forth on her ass, but I was like, this is miraculous. They've done like so many different ways of tribbing and none of them are really tribbing because they're like avoiding clit stimulation somehow. Like she's straddling over her ass crack and I'm like, literally the ass crack is serving to avoid your clit. Yeah. Like you could not, this is the only way to trib she's and also, fuck it up.
She's also crouching and she's like moving her crotch back and forth in like a buffing motion.
She's buffing Jane Doe's ass.
Yes.
And who's it for?
With her gusset.
Yes.
Her gusset. With the gusset of the pantyhose. It's also important to note, it's dead silent. No one's moaning. No one's making any sounds of pleasure. All we hear is just the little brief moments of friction of the pantyhose.
And they're so subtle. It's like not even ASMR. It's like confused. Like, I want to demonstrate it, but it'd be boring on a podcast. Like, you'd just be confused. Yes, exactly.
Also important to note, no kissing.
No kissing.
There's no, nothing in, like, this that tells no, me the, either the participant first time, wants to be here.
Yes. The first time we get any, like, hand, like, any intimate contact between them that isn't just, like, bad tripping, the woman on bottom, like, reaches inside of the pantyhose of Casey's pantyhose.
Yes, yes.
And puts her hand on her ass. And I was like, that's kind of creative.
I was like, okay, participation. We love to see it. Here we go.
But I only say that because I've been worn down by, like, minutes of just, like, weird rubbing, like, weird useless rubbing.
And, like,
they found so many positions that I was like, no lesbian has ever fucked like this.
No, that's not, like, what is this?
There are so many ways to fuck and to trib effectively as two women, and they don't get any of them done.
And then, of course, we've got Kale Surprise. We've got some scissoring.
Yes. We do, I should say, we do have some tribbing on a thigh first. I'm like, finally, like, you found
the right part of your
You found
vulva.
Contact. Yeah. And then we have some scissoring, some, like, aggressive vulva on vulva, or sort of vulva on, like, thigh nook.
But it's not even, like, aggressive. Tripping. It's just, it's like a smooshing.
Yeah, it's a smooshing. It's a smooshing. It's not I don't feel like any, the main thing is, like, trib however you want. There's no fucking momentum in this video.
Right. There's no passion.
And I don't think there's any pleasure. Yeah. I think everybody's like, I guess we'll do this for a while and then make $100 and get out of here.
Like, Casey at one point, like, kind of, like, traces her pantyhosed foot along the other girl's body. And then Casey walks away and comes back with a strap on. Which I was fascinated by the mechanics of, because I was like, it doesn't look like there's actually a harness. So I'm assuming they're just using the tights to kind of hold it in place.
And or it's a double-ended dildo.
Oh, okay.
And,
like, it's like going
inside
in her.
That's kind of what I assumed, that it wasn't necessarily a strap-on. It was more that she had it inside of her, but it was hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's also sort of, like, dimly lit. And I was like, I don't know. What are we dealing with here?
Right.
She just appears. Yeah, and then starts fucking Jane Doe with
Jane Doe. They've ripped a hole in her crotch.
Uh-huh. Which they don't show.
Which they don't show.
Like,
which
missed opportunity.
Like, yeah, come on. I mean, I feel like that would be titillating, at least. Something would have happened.
And then she fucks her for, like, a minute or two.
Right.
And, like, very short-lived fucking.
It's just PIV sex. There's no clit stimulation. It's just penis and vagina. That's it. And
phallus and vagina.
Yes.
In this case. Yeah.
And then
the phallus jizzes on Jane Doe in such fucking abundance, of course.
Right. Again.
Like, somehow this dildo has, like, 8 gallons of Cetaphil in it.
Right. And, like, how? Because, like, there's no balls. So what? You know? And that's how cum works, I've learned.
Oh, yeah. Good. And then, so then we jizz on Jane Doe, and I'm left wondering, who was that for?
Who was that for? It's not for me.
Not even a whiff of pleasure. Like, not even a tickle on the clit.
Again.
While she's getting fucked.
An inanimate object gets to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
And no real life people do.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed. I was mad. I was mad, and I have to say, when the strap-on first came out and they were having sex, I was like, oh, am I horny? Am I turned on by this? There was, like, a brief moment where I was like, yeah, this could be hot. Like,
I was ready for that to be fun. And, like, frankly, the vulva through the panties is a hot thing to me.
Yes. Like, the ripped crotch of a panties.
Yeah, but, like, no passion, no, like, no cunnilingus. Dear God, women, come on.
Even through the panties, or through the pantyhose, like, no cunnilingus while we rip the pantyhose. Mm-hmm. No rubbing of the clit through the pantyhose. Yeah. Anything. I couldn't believe it. No kissing.
Yeah, just the whole thing felt like a weird failed experiment.
Shameful. Shame on you, strapless.
Shame. The only good thing I can say is both women had glorious tits. But, like, I hate that the only good thing I have to say
they had great bodies.
These women.
Yes. There were moments of, like, where I was like, okay, this is hot. Like, pantyhose. Like, and, like, you know, no undies and pantyhose is hot. But, like, again, I would have loved to see, like, like spit and like a mouth, you know what I mean? Like go into town and like, you know, like, I feel like this is something actually like Vex Ashley is probably really into. I feel like just following her on her Instagram, she wears a lot of like no undies and just pantyhose, you know?
Yeah.
And as someone who's into her, you know, she, I think is a, just, you know, judging from her work, I think she's a fan of bodily fluids. So I feel like if they did like a specific,
we're saying she would do this better if we don't have that video yet from Vex.
Yeah. So yeah. Just a thought.
So Vex, let us know.
Yeah. We know you're listening.
She definitely did release like an incredible. Yeah. Yeah. Just putting in requests at this point. Does the DJ take requests? Let's go. All right, let's move on. We're going to talk about...
Okay, yeah. Nylon's 4K by Ashley Sinclair. It's a lingerie-themed adult site. It's literally just... there was like a little article, a Medium article by Tierney Finster where she talked to her and she was like... Basically, her inspiration was just like supply and demand. Like she started making custom clips, and all of these guys were asking her for pantyhose and nylons content, and they're super specific about what they like. She said a lot of times, like she'll post a video or a photo, and a lot of the clients will know what brand that she's wearing.
Wow.
And they like the dark tan, shiny pantyhose from the waitresses at Hooters, and they love to see feet.
Yeah, so she has a ton of content. So, like, if this is your thing, it's all self-produced by her. And it's, like, tons of videos. Yeah. Some are, like, you give me a massage. Some have sort of a JOI aspect to them.
Right.
Some are her touching herself in the pantyhose. And some it's just, like, it's just a tease. You know, it's either a foot or a pantyhose or both kind of tease.
Yeah. But she's got a ton of content. So if this is your kink, she makes custom videos, too. Ashley Sinclair. So we picked this video called Clit Rubbed in Pantyhose because after that video, we were like, my God, we need some clit stimulation. And we start off with her sitting in what looks like a home somewhere in the mountains. There's like
sipping
a
mug of something to your coffee.
To the soundtrack.
Yeah, to the soundtrack of I Wanna Break Free, Queen song, which is just a great opener.
Yeah, so I was like, points for that.
Getting
like a cabin woodsy vibe, and she's got like these shiny pantyhose on, no undies, a little sweater, and you know, just by judging by the fact that she's drinking tea, I'm like led to believe that it's the morning time, but I don't actually fully believe that because she's got a full face and her hair is perfectly done.
Although she's wearing like a loose like it almost reminded me of like a Ren Faire-esque top, but it's just like sort of a flowy, like long sleeve top, but she's wearing it without a bra, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, I'd wear that top, but I liked the braless touch.
Yeah.
So again, like maybe morning, but like with a face beat.
Yeah. And, you know, we're getting a lot of feet stuff. You know, her feet are like at the, her soles are at the camera. She's like got very dexterous toes, playing with her toes and her feet. She starts, she's like sipping her tea, which I always find myself wondering this whenever I see anyone sip anything. I'm like, do we think there's liquid in the cup? And I could be watching like an Academy Award winning performance, and I'm like, I need to know. Like, there better be fucking that to me is. I'm like, you're a good actor. If I would never sip
something without liquid in it, though. I'd always want the liquid.
But sometimes you can see, you can watch something, or you can tell by the way people are holding a cup sometimes when they're acting.
Oh, for sure.
That is an empty fucking cup.
Yeah, side of a bat. Like constantly in movies, it's like the solo cup or like.
Right.
I was always an anal retentive actor where I'd be paying a lot of attention to continuity and taking drinks at the same time and noticing like the level of my drink.
Right.
That like satisfies my neurotic brain to be like, I'm going to need more of this. But it's also secretly my way to just like constantly have crafty happening while I'm shooting.
And also just make sure that people are aware of you.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, it's me again. Yeah, could I get my cup filled?
Hi, it's me again. I'm just looking out for all of us and like the success of this film. If I could just get this filled up. Thank you.
So then the song fades out, signaling the commencement of sexual activity, as we've come to know.
As we've come to learn from porn, When the music dies down, the sex really gets going.
Oh, it gets hot in here.
Yes. Granted, she's just pleasuring herself. There's not another partner, I should say.
Yeah, she's just touching herself. Mm-hmm. She starts to talk about how good the pantyhose feels. She's rubbing her clit, and she's still kind of like moving her feet around to, you know, appease the foot freak-a-leaks out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I found what's interesting, again, coming back to the gusset, you can't
which is
still
a word. Yeah. Can you define that word for us?
It's like,
I sort of know, but I feel
it's like where everything converges in, like, yes. In like, you know, and there's like in your crotch part, you
it's
know, like the
nation
piece of material.
Of, it's whatever. It's the geographical region where you have the most material on your
yes.
crotch.
Yes.
The
yeah.
Gusset. Yeah. I never knew that word before this episode.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like something you like remove from a goose.
It also is probably that
you know, it sounds like the throat of the goose or something. The gusset of the pantyhose. Mm,
it's delicious when you fry it with some garlic.
Yes.
But anyways, you can't really see it in tights, you know, because there is that extra layer of material there.
Yeah,
so it kind of hides one's vulva.
It's the gusset. Do you want to see the vulva?
Well, it's just interesting to know. Like, I hadn't really thought about that before, and I was like, maybe that's another added layer to it of the appeal, is that it's kind of hidden.
Yeah,
you know,
I sort of liked, I did get and liked the sort of balance in this video where you could like see some of her pubic hair sort of sneaking through and see like hints of her vulva. But as a person who doesn't come for ECU vulva, like, I don't need that crazy close-up. I was like, oh, I kind of dig this. You know, it's, like, sort of arty, and there's, like, something left the imagination while you're still fully, like, getting a show.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I was like, oh, I get the appeal of this.
She
also sort of talks to us a bit while she's pleasuring herself.
Lots of mentioning of the pantyhose, just to remind us that that's why we came here.
Yeah.
Yes. It's always fun for me to watch solo female stuff to be like, oh, yeah, know that move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Or be like, oh, what'd you do there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, got to try
picking
that one out.
Picking some things up.
Yeah, where I was like, I love a little tap. You know, I love a tap, slap it on a clit. Love that.
Yeah. I will say the one thing that for me was sort of, well, just the thought that occurred to me is like, she was very pointedly like talking to us.
Yes.
In what felt like a sort of performative way.
Yes.
And what I feel like I've never seen in a JOI sesh or in like female solo, and if this exists, I would love it, is like something that feels like a real mutual masturbation.
Yes.
Session. It always feels so performative and so like, yeah, you like that? You're a bad boy.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I had the same kind of realization watching this. She did something where she put her finger in her mouth. You know, and it was like, I suddenly became aware that it's like a seduction and it's not, I like porn where the performer isn't aware. It's not performative, where it is.
Yes, exactly.
It is genuine pleasure, which there is obviously lots of porn that is that, but.
And if you've ever masturbated with like another human watching that you're aware of, I feel like the exchange is very different and you have to sort of like focus on your pleasure. And then there's occasional check-ins, but like the urgency of like, you know, it just feels crazier and it feels grittier and realer to be like, I'm going to town on myself. And like, it would be less like, and do you like that? And more like, do you fuck it? Okay. Like, you know, like the hurried way that you actually dirty talk as opposed to being like, very pointed and
my
scripted.
My pantyhose. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Like, I have not seen a performer accomplish that. I've seen some come, like, close, but that just feels like such an obvious way to heighten the realism of something like this. And so many people, I think, want to watch, like, female solo to watch real pleasure. I think it's a lot why people turn to, like, cam stuff, too. Is like, that feels much more active and interactive and engaged and live.
And real.
Whereas, like, it makes consequently real. So
I think that if because it ends and she like, you know, it's just a video. It's a video that exists purely for the viewer's pleasure. It's not about her pleasure. I think that we could have got there if she would have genuinely been looking to come, you know? Like
yeah.
The goal would have been to orgasm. If she would have pulled out like a a wand or a vibrator or something.
And who knows also if this is like a custom video for someone who's like, just talk to me in a really formal way. And like there could be a request to like sort of maintain that barrier a little bit.
Yeah.
But I imagine there would be really high demand for something that like started formal and then turned into like, I'm just pleasuring myself, which you do actually, I will say you do see that a lot with female solo, but not in a way that feels interactive. It feels like sometimes things will take a turn and then I'm just watching someone masturbate,
right?
Which is hot. But
I wonder if that's, if it's because it's like a specific fetish, you know? Yeah.
Could be either. It could also just be her performance style. But, you know, for me, I think I
just mean in general, like if like, like fetish videos, like they're not necessarily, you know, they're custom videos and they're made, you know, for the person watching.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I'm just speaking to like, where does that cross section exist? And we see so much fetish stuff that's very performative. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I bet you'd really kill the game.
Fuck
if you
yeah.
fucking combine those things effectively and made something that felt like a real mutual masturbation session.
Right.
Incorporating a kink or a fetish.
Totally.
You know? I'm just putting, again, this is the DJ, I'm making requests to the DJ.
Again, just dropping some fucking genius gems for someone to take an, you know, opportunity with.
Just food for thought, you know? Just for anyone
listening.
Give
us some commission and we'll allow you to make that video.
Yeah. And we shall allow it. Yes. By decree.
So what do you think? Are either of these something that you would ever masturbate to?
They both came close, is sort of what I'll say. Like, I was actually surprised by how I did find, like, certain brief moments of both videos arousing. Like, the strapless video, I thought I would be more resistant to, and I was like, oh, I get it. I get the pantyhose appeal.
Right.
And that's almost why I found it frustrating, is I was like, you're just not actually tribbing. But if they were, and I believe there was any pleasure happening,
totally,
I would have been way into it. But I was like, you know, and like, I just didn't believe a second of it, as much as the women were like beautiful. And that's always a barrier for me.
Yeah.
Is believability and like real pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Ashley. Yeah. And Ashley was a step up just in that. It was a little more like fun and playful, and there was definitely like more pleasure present.
Mm-hmm.
But again, sort of that barrier of believability was a little bit there because it was sort of a fetish performative video.
Yes.
And I think her pleasure could have gone further.
Yeah.
You know, like she sort of pleasures herself and then like stops. And
right.
And that just doesn't happen to be what I'm here for. I'm not here for pantyhose alone. I'm here for pantyhose and pleasure.
Absolutely. And if there's anything I can say about my own personal experiences with pantyhose, they don't come hand in hand.
Yeah. You just were too triggered
and
to
that's that on that.
Really get into either of these.
Yeah. I mean, again, there were things in both of them that I found exciting. Mm-hmm. And my pussy did a little something-something. But I needed more passion, intensity. I wanted to see like pantyhose getting ripped. I wanted to see people coming. I wanted to see like a wand getting pulled out and like, I don't know, a squirt. Who knows? Like anything.
You got a lot of demands.
I mean, just some ideas.
Just ideas.
I'm just throwing them out there. Those are just off the top of my head what could have made either of these videos better. But yeah, I do have an appreciation for other people in pantyhose now, I will say. So thank you for that.
Yeah, this definitely enhanced my appreciation for pantyhose porn. I get it.
Yes.
In a deeper way, for
sure. I understand the appeal.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I think everyone needs to understand like the sacrifices that we're making when we put pantyhose on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just appreciate it even more.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, and on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, tag your Instagram handle and we'll repost it and express our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.